Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
A listener's question sparked a conversation about supporting one's spine while sitting. We began that topic last week, and we'll continue more on that today. In the past few years, the concerns over chronic diseases related to or worsened by long hours of sitting have prompted some to say that sitting is the new smoking. While I haven't seen any major updates on that topic since the past year or two, I could say that we should all be concerned. Today's adults, per a 2008 Vanderbilt University study, can easily average about 55% of their waking time in sedentary behaviors such as sitting. Long hours seated during commutes, working, and home life can easily total nearly 8 hours of sitting per day. Comparative studies by the American Cancer Society showed that women who were inactive and sat over 6 hours per day were 94% more likely to die during the time of the study versus those who sat less than 3 hours per day. Meanwhile, men under similar circumstances were 48% more likely to die. The basic message that these and other studies encourage is that we are built to move. While some of us are certainly unable for one reason or another, those of us who can should spend most of our time standing and moving around. No single position is healthy if maintained almost all the time. Likewise, repetitive movements of any sort can predispose one to conditions such as tendonitis. As always, it's about striking a balance between work and rest. Unfortunately, there is concern that even 30 daily minutes of movement at gyms aren't enough to counteract the effects of sitting the 8, 9, or 10 hours that many are prone to sit. So, the best way to sit is to avoid it as much as possible. When sitting is necessary, remember the rules of 90 degrees. While seated, have your feet flat on the floor. Knees bent at a near 90-degree angle, hips at 90 degrees to the spine, and your shoulders relaxed with your arms close to your sides. Your elbows, if your arms are out in front for typing, should be bent at about 90 degrees. Your torso should not be leaning forward, but should be just about straight up and down with your head supported well over your shoulders. Whenever possible while working, use a standing desk or stand while talking on the phone. Standing as much as reasonable during your lunch break can also help. One suggestion I read was to take meetings for walks rather than congregating in a conference room. Another is to do what many gyms have been doing for a while now. Position yourself so that when you're watching entertainment, you can be active on a treadmill, elliptical, or sit on something wobbly such as an exercise ball. The extra movements help to tone muscles and prevent some of the troubles researchers studied in the sedentary. If the couch looks too inviting while you enjoy your primetime TV specials, simply walking during commercial breaks can help. These tips and more information will be linked to today's transcript at drdavidwick.com.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.